everyone and welcome to my podcast Magda Mluví Anglicky or Magda Speaks English. My name is Magda and I'm an English teacher from the Czech Republic. Through this podcast, you can practice your listening skills and build your confidence and then move on to native speakers podcasts. I'm so glad you're here and let's get started. Hello, it's me again. I just love talking to Marianne, and this time we prepared a short episode about places and shops around town. It is also a little guessing game, so let's play together. I hope you'll have fun, and if you do, please share it with a friend and let me know on social media. And let's start. Hello, everyone. Here we are with Marianne, who is French, and today we will speak about different places around town where you can go shopping or where you normally go when you need something or you need your paperwork or documents and stuff like that. So I hope you will learn something and maybe revise some vocabulary. So hello, Marianne.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm very, very happy to be here. And I'm excited to talk about new vocabulary or review vocabulary with you on places you can go around town.
Perfect. So let's start. So we will say what we can buy in these places or what we can do there. And then the other one, me or Marianne, will guess. And you too, of course, our listeners, you will also guess what this place is called in English, yeah? Okay, so I'm gonna start. So the first place is very large. I go there once a week, sometimes once every 2 weeks, and they sell everything. So you can buy food there. You can buy bakery products, you can buy shampoos or some hygienic products as well, sometimes clothes. And yeah, so they have everything you need in one place.
Okay, so I think this is easy to guess for this one. What do you think, guys? Let us know. But I would say the supermarket.
Yeah, that's it. Perfect. So supermarket, that's the name we all know, but in the US, they sometimes call it the grocery store or a grocery shop. Mm-hmm. And that's because groceries are like the basic food you can buy for home and all the normal things you buy every day. So that's groceries. So some basic things you need for home. Okay, so Marianne, what is your place?
Okay, so my place, the first one I picked, is very French. So I guess it's going to be easy to guess. So it's a place that is quite small, usually. And it's a place where you can buy bread. It's the main thing, but also some desserts. You can buy things called croissant. and sometimes you can buy coffee or lunch. They have alternatives. But the main thing is a place where you can buy bread. So what do you think?
Very French. So I think it's a bakery, isn't it?
Exactly.
Or sometimes called bakers, right?
I say bakery, but that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. And it's a place I go, or French people usually go once a day. So every day they go and buy fresh bread. Usually more than one, if it's a big family. But it's very common to go there for breakfast or lunch, dinner. There is not a specific one. You just need bread all the time.
Yeah. I saw when I was in France last summer, I saw a guy carrying like 10 baguettes under his arm. And I was thinking, wow, this is so French.
Exactly. And this is a lot of baguettes.
Yeah. Maybe it was for a party.
Could have been. Yeah.
Okay, my second place is a place that in the Czech Republic only has hygienic products. But in the UK, they also sell medicine. So, yeah, you can buy their shampoo, shower gel, toothpaste, toothbrushes. I'm thinking, what else? Toiletries, toilet
Okay.
paper, but
So
no
it's
medicine
different.
here.
Okay. So it's different from a supermarket or like a small supermarket. You don't have food there, right?
No, it's just the hygienic products.
Okay. Is it a drugstore?
Yes, it is. So a
Okay.
drugstore is the name in American English, and chemists would be in British English, right? Yeah, but
Yes.
they also in the US and in the UK, I think, well, it was like that in New Zealand, definitely. That there was a counter, and they also sold, they were selling medicine or some pills, painkillers. But it's not like this in the Czech Republic. We have like a special place for this, which is called a pharmacy.
Yeah, it's the same in France. We have a pharmacy where you go for the medicine, painkillers, etc. But in the UK, when I lived in England, they have something that is like a store, exactly like it's called a drugstore, but it's just, as you said, a shower gel, perfume, makeup, things like that. And then in the shop, you have someone. A counter with the place to buy the medicine as well, which is very strange because you can also buy your lunch, like crisps and sandwiches, and you can buy at the same time your medicine, which is crazy. But I think it's very typical for the UK. In the UK, you can buy food everywhere. So if you go to a bookshop, you have food, like not food like a supermarket, but things like crisps, candies, cokes, things like that. So junk food, basically.
Okay, let's go on. So, Maria, it's your turn now.
Yes. So the next one is a place, it's an official place where you can actually renew your ID, identity card. You can go there if you have a problem with your driving license, I guess. It would depend on countries, but any official papers, you can go there and ask questions or renew them.
So,
Any idea?
So is it a town hall?
Yes, exactly. Town Hall, which is the official place for the mayor of the city as well. And I need to go and change my ID because my ID is has expired actually, but it's been 3 years. So I need to go there and renew it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I hope mine is okay and it's not expired. I need to check.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next place is a shop, which I love, and I would buy everything there if I could. And I think that these days, like the normal ones are closing down and there aren't so many of them. But on the other hand, there are more and more new places that sell original paper products. So there, for example, there is a brand and they have their own notebooks or postcards and stuff like that. And they have a shop, a special shop. So in this shop, you can buy notebooks, as I said, pens, pencils, glue, rulers, what else? Anything related to paper,
Okay, I
envelopes.
see. And so is it called a stationery shop?
Yes, it is. Is there anything
So to
like
buy
that?
stationery.
Yeah. Is there anything like that in France as well?
We don't have these shops anymore. As you said, it's a bit old fashioned now. We have, you can buy stationeries, but it's usually in the supermarket or in general stores which sell stationeries as well. So we don't have specific shops anymore for stationery, which is a shame because I love them as well. And when I lived in the UK, they love stationery products. And there is a famous shop called Paper Chase, and it's very famous in the UK, and they sell amazing stationeries.
Yeah, it's, oh God, I love these shops. So perfect.
Do you tend to have like three notebooks or five notebooks at the same time?
Well, like 10. I have like a special pile where I put all my notebooks that are waiting for me to use them.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Cool.
What about, yeah.
Yeah, the next one is a very nice place, and it's a place where you go when you want to offer something to someone. And well, if I say the word, then it's very easy to guess, but it's something you buy for birthdays or weddings or what else? Special occasions, or just when you feel like buying something nice to someone to say thank you or just to be nice. And it's not food, it's not stationeries, it's something else. Can you have any ideas?
Okay, is it a flower shop?
Yes, exactly. A flower shop. Do you like to buy flowers?
I love flowers. So yeah, I love to also buy potted plants, you know? So yeah, I have a lot of plants at home. So yeah, I usually go there and buy something, like any plant or any flowers. Yeah, I love it.
And so you could say you have a green thumb.
Well, it depends on the plant. Yeah, some of them, like this one that sadly the listeners can't see, but there is like a huge monstera plant behind me. So this one has been with me for a few years and it's still alive, so it's good. But sometimes I just kill them. I don't want to, but they just die.
Okay, same, exactly the same.
Okay,
Okay.
so the next place is actually a place I never go to because I don't eat meat. And that's it. So,
So, is it a place which only sells meat, or is it also fish, or?
well, here you can buy fish in special shops or in supermarkets, but not in this like smaller place. So it's like a
Okay.
smaller place in small towns where you can buy meat and other special like sausages or salami. Sometimes they sell cheese and bakery products as well.
Okay. So is it butcher shop?
Yeah, so it's a butcher shop. Yeah, cool.
Nice. Okay. And so you don't go there because you don't eat meat anymore.
No, I haven't eaten meat since I was 6 or 7.
Okay, very long time.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't like to go there, but sometimes I have to, but that's maybe once a year, once every 2 years. Otherwise,
Okay.
my husband goes there when he needs something.
Nice. Okay, good. My next one is a place that I love to go to. And unfortunately, now with the COVID situation, they are not open, but it's a place where you go and relax, drink something hot or cold. You can also eat something. It could be a muffin, it could be a cookie, it could be carrot cake. It could be something nice. It's something usually that is very good, and you can have a drink with that. And it's a place where you can meet friends as well. You can work there sometime. What do you think?
So I guess it's a coffee shop.
Yes.
Yeah, I love going to coffee shops as well, but I don't drink much coffee.
Oh.
So I usually have tea or lemonade or something like that.
Okay. And do you tend to have like something on the side?
Yeah, well, for sure, some dessert. That's the best thing about that.
Thank you for listening to this episode and sharing your time with me. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Magda Uči Anglicky. And I'd be super grateful if you shared the podcast with your friends or even left a review on the podcast app of your choice. Thanks again and have a great day.